So gifts can be very meaningful. Meaningful gifts come in all varieties. They come in a lot of ways, right? They could be heirlooms, maybe something from the family is passed down. They could just be something very personal. If somebody knows you really well and gives you a great gift, it means a lot. It could be a huge need, like Kyle shared, where he really needed to have a car to use and his dad let him use his. They could be in need. Now, all the gifts on this God's Christmas list we've been doing have been meaningful too. If you haven't been with us since Thanksgiving, we've been doing a series on God's Christmas list, basically going through a list of things that I think would be on God's Christmas list if he had one. Obviously, God doesn't need things. He doesn't need a Christmas list. But if he did, I put family, obedience. Julie talked about you. And then last week was faith. Now, this gift is no exception. It is also incredibly meaningful. But before we get to it, I have one other question for you. And I need honesty. Who here has re-gifted something to somebody else? Oh, good. Lots of hands going. Yeah, we've done a lot of re-gifting, right? So you've gotten it as a gift. Then you gave it away to somebody else. Today's gift is also something I would say God wants us to re-gift in a way. So we're going to get it from God. He wants us to then also give it. That's part of what it is for his gift is when we give it away. So we receive it and we give it as well. What we're going to do is we're going to read a passage, and then I'm going to have all of you out here, because you all look very intelligent, guess what the gift is. And I'm going to bet you can get it. So I'm going to read it. It's going to be up here. It is 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 12, and let's see what it is. It says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love God does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us." Who wants to take a stab at what the gift is? Jesus. Almost always the right answer. Not so much tonight. Love. Love. Love is used 13 times in those 6 verses. So what we're going to think about tonight is this: the gift of God's love. We receive it from the Father, and then we re-gift it to all those around it. So we receive it from the Father and re-gift it to all those around us. We're going to look at what this type of love really is, how did God give it to us, and how do we give it to those around us. So that's what we're going to look at tonight, kind of briefly, before we sing some more songs. So let's do that. Let's start with, what is love? What is it? 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7. Sometimes this is known as the wedding passage. This is the love is patient, love is kind, doesn't envy, doesn't boast. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. But even though it's used so often at weddings, the love we're talking about is not a romantic or an emotional one. It's not the butterfly stomach, lovey-dovey, these nice eyes we see in all these commercials that are going on now. I can't stand these Christmas gift commercials that are out there. My wife laughs at these. Here's my least favorite one right now. And they're all lovey-dovey eyes. There's this couple, and they're out there, of course, in the middle of this nice snow-covered forest with these big old trees up there. She's got a nice smile, and he's like, "Honey, I got you something." And up from over the hill comes running this little dog. So he gets her a dog. "Oh, that's so sweet." She's like, "I got you something, too." Then over the hill comes barreling this massive pickup truck, and she gets him a truck. Who is sending the dog? And who's driving this truck? But they're standing there like, "Oh, it's so great. We got each other these gifts." That's this romantic, "Oh, I love you" kind of love. That's not what we're talking about. Even though these commercials love that, and they're fine, there's nothing wrong with that. If you want to get somebody a truck or a dog, by all means, go for it. But it's a different type of love, because this love we're talking about is also redemptive. It's forgiving. It's full of grace and truth. Now you could think, wait a minute. I don't really like the way that some people think or what they believe, so I just have to be totally cool with all that and still love them? Not exactly, all right? Because this type of love, it's not an agreement on everything, but it's kind of like an internal agreement with yourself to not be a jerk when you disagree with somebody. That's kind of what it is. It's more about the reaction and how we treat people. We're never going to agree with somebody on everything or like everything somebody says or does or believes. So it's about how we treat them when we disagree. This biblical love is more about how we treat and less about how we feel. All right? Okay, that's cool. That's what the love is. I get it. So you might be asking, hey, Jeff, why is this on God's Christmas list? Great question. Let's talk about that. This is where the passage comes in. It says God loved us first so that we could then love others. The love is on God's Christmas list, that his love would work through us and then be shown to all those around us. That makes his love complete. That's why he wants it. He loves us, and then we love others by doing that, and then we love him. So God loved us first. Classic verse, John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. So what we're celebrating tonight and tomorrow in this Christmas season is the fact that God gave his son to save us. The Father sends his son to the earth to live a sinless life, to speak truth, to heal, and eventually die and pay the price for all of our sins. Talk about a meaningful gift, right? It's totally unmerited and undeserved, but God sends that gift. Now, there's some gifts out there in life that we might think we deserve. Maybe some of you have worked at companies or at jobs where after 10 years you get a gift like, hey, thanks for being here 10 years. Here's a, you know, a fleece with the company logo embroidered. Or after, I remember my dad, after working at a company for so long, got to pick one of like something out of a magazine. It was like, this is some watch he's never going to wear. But these are the gifts they say you deserve because you've been there for so long. But then there's the gifts we feel like we don't deserve. The ones that we say, oh, this is too much. I can't take this. That's kind of what it is with God's love, right? We don't deserve it. It's unmerited, but we still have to accept it. He wants us to accept it. We're often taught as kids it's better to give than to receive. And that's so that we get in the practice of giving to other people and we don't get selfish. But I think so many times it's easier to give than to receive. It's hard sometimes to take gifts. You know, there's that first thing of the awful time. Sometimes I think we've all had it Christmas morning where you open that gift you don't really want and you don't know how to respond. It's like, oh, cool, thanks, Aunt Shirley, for another pair of socks or something like that. We have these gifts that we don't want. But then there's the ones, again, we don't feel like we deserve. And we can get that way with God's love. We can think, I don't deserve a super redemptive love. I don't deserve a God that has grace that's going to speak the truth. Here's the thing. None of us really deserve it, but it's there and God wants us to have it. It's there for you, and by you accepting it, you're not taking it from anybody else. There's plenty of it to go around, and God wants you to have it. He wants you to have that love that's forgiving, that's grace, and that comes with the truth. So accept God's gift. Willingly take it. But that's only the first part. God doesn't want you to just sit on this gift and only internalize it. You have to do that. We have to take it and bring it in, but that's not it. He wants you to use it. And we do that by loving others. John 15:12 says this, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you." If you were with us last week, we talked about faith. And we talked about how faith should be more than an ideal and just something we have in our minds. It should be something that we live out and we exercise it. Love's the same way. It's not just something we keep in our hearts and our minds or something we say, but it's something we show, we live out. I think we need more of that. We don't have to overthink it. There was a song that came out years ago, Shut Up and Dance. And the whole concept behind the song is the guy's like, I just had to stop being so frustrated and just go out there and live and enjoy what I was doing. It's the same thing. We don't have to think so much or talk so much about love. Just get out there and love people. Love those around you. So put it in action. You know, because like I said a minute ago, it's not one that we just want to stare at or have internalized, but we're actually supposed to use it. Thinking about gifts like that, I thought back to wedding gifts. We got a whole bunch of wedding gifts when Stacy and I got married. And one of them that we got was a set of super nice wine glasses. Right? We have these gorgeous, heavy kind of stemware glasses, crystal. They're wonderful. They sit behind this nice case in our hutch that Stacy refinished. her dad put lights behind it so it lights them up and it looks really nice. I don't remember the last time we used them. And it's not because we don't like wine. All right? We like a good Cabernet, but we use other glasses. We don't use these fancy ones. They're up there. We turn the lights on here and there, and we just stare at them. And they're great, but they don't get used. So I asked Stacy, I'm like, hey, what is one of our wedding gifts that we just use the heck out of? And she's like, with love in her eyes, our immersion blender. I was like, yeah, our immersion blender. Because here's this thing that it blends up. Stacy makes soup, so it blends up all the stuff for the soup. It also serves another function. It's a chopper and a food processor, and it chops up stuff to make nice crumbs. We use that thing probably a couple times a week. It's not fancy looking. It's not super pretty. It's loud. The kids don't like it. But we use it. God's love is more like the blender than the fancy wine glasses. Not because of the beauty or the cost, but because of what we do with it. Like I said, that blender's got a whole lot of functions. Chopping, pureeing, food processing. God's love does a whole bunch of things. Forgiving, has grace, slow to anger, speaks truth. So don't just keep it and stare at it. Use that love that he gives us. Spread it. Because by loving others as God continually loves us, it shows how God continues to move. When we show God's love, it shows God's still present. God is still active and moving today. Now, we're going to get in to some of the practical ways to love others next week in our virtual message. That's going to be part of a new series. I'm not going to hit that tonight. But one other thing, quickly, about God's love is God's love doesn't really pick and choose. It's for everyone. So you may see a bunch of family and friends over the next few days, maybe the next week, company parties. We're supposed to at least show love to all of them. That includes the uncle that has to go on a political rant 5 minutes after he walks in the door, the aunt that has to question every life choice you've made, the brother or sister that just seems like they're so darn perfect in every way. All right, the college friend that travels the world and makes way more money than you ever see, the neighbor who has kids you can't stand. You kind of get where I'm going with this. All of them deserve God's love, and we're supposed to love them. Now, by and large, we can pick who we spend most of our time with, but the fact is we are going to come across people and spend time with people that rub us the wrong way or that we get jealous of or annoyed with. And that's where God's love really kicks in. Love them as God loved us because he loved us first. And that's what we're thinking about here tonight. Jesus was born. God gave his gift of love through Jesus. Now we can love others. So I would encourage you to pray and ask God to soften your heart as you head into a time when maybe you're going to be around people that are a little more difficult to love than others. Maybe not. Or maybe you aren't sure how you feel about them, but you can be sure about how you treat them. Give them the gift God gave you of love. Even if they don't realize they're getting it, maybe they don't want it, maybe they don't care about it, but give it anyway. So as we kind of wrap up this part, some of you may be doing gifts tonight with family or tomorrow, or maybe not at all, and that's okay. But I want you to remember the gift that God gave you of love, that it's patient, that it's kind, it's slow to anger, it's truthful, and it's a whole lot of other awesome things. Remember that God gave it first. He gave it by sending his son to be born to save us all. It's an incredible gift of love. So remember that you have it. Accept it and re-gift it to all those around you. Everybody deserves that love. So receive the gift of God's love and then re-gift it again and again all year long. Let's pray. God, I thank you for tonight. God, I thank you for what we're celebrating, that you sent your son, God, that it was the gift of love that came in your son, that you loved us so much, you sent him to die for us, that we could have eternal life with you. So God, I pray for all of us that we would be willing to accept that gift, God, and then be encouraged and emboldened and empowered to show that love to those around us, that even when it's hard or we don't want to, God, that you would be on our hearts and our minds to show that love to those around us, God. We thank you so much for tonight. We thank you for the series. I'm learning about you, God, and we thank you again so much for sending your son. In your name, amen.